Women's team news now, and Lee Sutton's side on Sunday afternoon had a mammoth League Cup semi-final to contend with as they took on Curzon Ashton. A win would see the women's team in their first final in their first season. So could they do it? Yes, they could. In the end, the FC United women's team made it through to the final of the Greater Manchester Women's Football League Open Age Cup with an emphatic 5-0 victory. With goals coming from Beth Tattersall, Kirsty Chambers, Hayley O'Hara and a brace from Amy Vias. Here's Neil Boothman with more.
OK, I'm here with Lee Sutton, women's team's manager. Great result today, Lee.
Yeah, brilliant. So obviously, despite the wind and everything else, everybody freezing and...
A bit perishing out there, weren't it? But a good result in the end.
Yeah, brilliant. The girls worked really hard, listened to everything that we told them. Andy as well giving advice to him over the last few weeks and obviously in the past, so it's all sort of coming together now. And good result obviously for the first season that we're together. So all we're going to do now is just prepare now for the final.
Yeah, to be honest, I think they were almost battling more against the weather than against Curzon Ashton.
Yeah, it's one of them games. Obviously we know we can play. Some of the girls obviously tend to keep the ball in the air, but we told them they have to keep it down. You could see from the keeper's kicks, you know, time and time again, the keepers would be kicking up in the air and it would be coming back to them. So it's just one of them days with the weather. So
5-0, it was a good semi-final. We believe City won 5-1 as well. So it doesn't City in the final, as predicted, really.
That's it. And the girls, that's what the girls wanted.
Yeah.
They've been obviously sort of pushing the way towards that sort of lineup. So hopefully we come away with the trophy.
Have we got a date for that yet?
5th of May.
5th of May.
At Salford City's ground on Moor Lane, I think it's on.
Yeah.
So it's, you've got the under-18s final from 10:30.
Right.
They'll play theirs, have their presentation, then there's a bit of a gap, and then 2 o'clock kick-off for ours.
Right.
So anybody that wants to make a day of it,
do both of them.
And it'll be, I should imagine it's...
And of course they've got a bar there, so that's nice and welcoming for everybody as well.
That's it.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
A bit like the Mosson Juniors final from last year.
Yeah.
Hopefully the same scoreline as it'll do. If that was 7-1, that'd be nice, wouldn't it?
Right. Yeah, that's it. It's
going to be a tough one, though.
Yeah, obviously the girls know that. Yeah. We're looking at obviously doing a little bit more preparation for that. So hopefully it all falls into place and we come away with a good result.
Yeah, because...
You know, the girls have worked hard for it, they deserve the final, and I just hope that it sort of goes their way.
Thanks, Neil, and a big congratulations to everyone involved with the women's side from everyone here at FCUM Radio.